Something is rotten. Once Israel got a king, things started out well, but just went downhill from there. First, Israel split into Judah and Israel, and the leaders craved for more power. And to do that, they killed many people and set up false altars and golden calves. Jeroboam was the first of Judah's kings that were really bad. He built false altars in Judah because he did not want his people going to Israel to worship. After Jeroboam came more bad kings, Nabad, Baasha, Elah, Zimri, and so on. The Bible describes these kings as following in Jeroboam's footsteps and doing evil in the eyes of the Lord. When evil King Ahab came to reign, God did not destroy his family line because of the promise he had made so long ago. My visual is a piece of rotten fruit because Israel had become so rotten and corrupted that they were like this piece of fruit, no longer useful for anything but to be thrown out. But God didn't give up on his people. I learned from this that God will always keep his promises, no matter what. He is faithful.